Dr. Weber, thank you for joining us on KPFA. A lot has been leading up to this election. To start, can you share an overview of what your office is tracking across the state today, particularly voter turnout and any notable data points or trends you're seeing so far?
Well, yes, thank you very much. And thanks for coming online with us and meeting with us to talk about the election. So I really appreciate it as we're going through the election right now. I guess this morning we had over almost 7.2 million ballots that have actually been counted. We surely have lots more that are coming in the mail that are already here that we haven't opened, as well as those who are coming in from elections. So far, it's been a good election. I mean, it's been a steady turnout in terms of people mailing in their ballots. As usual, we're going to see most of our voting taking place by ballot, vote by mail, rather than necessarily people coming into the polling places, but people will be there as well. They always show up on the last day. So we expect the major turnout today for those who are voting in person. We expect some great things. All the fears and things that people have had have been not fulfilled, thank goodness. Things are going as normal. We've had our maybe glitches here and there with a piece of technology or something that was minor, and corrections made. So we are on really having what we call our typical election, which we love, which is a boring election where people are just going and voting without any excitement or any concern at all. So we want people to know that we are still open. We will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. They can put their ballot into our ballot boxes that are around the counties, or they can go in person, or they can turn it into a polling place. It's all up to them. Any questions they have, we want them to not just decide, I'm not going to vote, but basically say, I'm going to call and find out what the real answer is. And that's 1-800-345-VOTE. And so that people get a chance to get live individuals and have their questions answered. We have almost 2,000 calls that have already come in just for today, not the whole week, but just for today. So we anticipate a robust discussion on our hotlines. And so we encourage people to use those hotlines if they have any questions at all about voting.
You've hinted about the federal election observers. Could you walk us through what's actually happening in Kern, Fresno, Riverside, Orange, and Los Angeles counties, what your office is seeing on the ground, and how those observers are being managed?
It's really no different than what we've seen before. We haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary. We always have folks who come and observe our elections. They're not monitoring them. They're observing them. They're not here on any court order or anything of that nature. We have them every election. We had them last November. We also have people who come from out of the country. We had folks here from Russia last year to basically see our election, see the process, see what we do, how we handle our elections. So we often have folks in our election process. The same was happening this year in terms of people participating. We're monitoring to make sure that there's nothing out of the ordinary. We've communicated with all of the individuals to help them understand what their role is if they're going to come and observe our elections, and what they can and cannot do. So those things have been pretty standard. I think the fact that the press received a press release that they were coming kind of ginned people up to think, is this out of the ordinary? It was in terms of that. But beyond that, we often have folks who will contact our office that they're coming, that there'll be people observing the election, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see how California runs its elections. We do it all the time. The Democrats and Republicans show up for election. And so people were cautious and concerned because of the environment in which we exist.
Earlier this afternoon, the White House press secretary stated that all California elections have fraud, calling it a, quote, fact. Can you respond to that claim?
You know, in 2016, we heard the same comment that the election was going to be rigged. It was going to be this, going to be that. But then who won? They still said it was rigged and there was fraud. We get the same comments in 2020 when the White House was stormed and afterwards and before it. We've had this ongoing conversation every year about the fraud and deception in California. We've gone to court several times, and in every case, it has been proven there is no fraud, there is no deception of any significance in California or in any state in the union because of our system and how our folks vote and the care that we take in making sure that happens. We got the same information this morning, and I responded to the White House as well as to the current president. that to the public who wanted to hear that there is no deception, there is no fraud. Once again, this is just information thrown out to make people afraid and to keep them from voting. And we understand that. And so we have sent a statement saying, you know, we hear this all the time. We've asked for the evidence, we've asked for the data, we asked for the information. And it's easy to say there's fraud, there's deception, there's this, there's that. Even when they win, they say the same thing. Well, if it was fraud and deception in the last election, then why are these people sitting in the White House if there was so much deception and fraud? This is something used to just frighten people. To lie and say that these things exist and they don't. And as a result, we are letting people know, do not be deterred from voting. Do not give up your right to vote. There's nothing unusual that's happening in this election that would make you afraid. Once again, this is the ranting of the administration and now this the press corps of that house. And so as a result, we are continuing to move forward. Yes. And there is no fraud, no deception. They have given us no data, no information, no real examples.
Proposition 50 was triggered by partisan redistricting battles in other states. And we are heading into another critical election year with the midterms. How is your office preparing for the next vote? And will there be any new measures or precautions based on what you've learned from this special election?
Well, you know what? We anticipate as long as we have an administration who is doing everything he can to destroy the voting system in this nation, we will always be on alert. We are going to take precautions as we have every year before this administration to make sure that people feel good, feel safe, feel all those kinds of things in voting. You know, but we're not going to be deterred. You know, I'm a kid from parents who never could vote in this country because of Jim Crow laws. And now that we're in a position where people can vote, we will not be deterred. We will not be made afraid. We will not run away from it. We hear these comments, and they're all designed to make people have no faith and no confidence in the current administration, in the current process that we use. And yet at the same time, how do people who make these state comments get elected to office? They're elected officials who are saying the system was a fraud. If it's a fraud for you, but then somebody else, it has to be a fraud for you. I mean, we cannot just pick our frauds in this nation. If we are in a position where there's fraud, it was fraud. It's everybody's in a position who got elected, and they should not have been sworn in either. So we refuse to play this game. We know what it's about. We know what it's there. We've been to court several times, and every court has proven the fact that there is no fraud. There's no deception in the United States in terms of the election itself. We will continue to encourage people to participate and to see if what it is, an effort at deception, and to keep people from participating and exercising their right to vote.
And finally, as polls remain open, what message do you want to leave Californians with who are still deciding whether to cast their ballot today?
It is your time to express yourself. Please go vote. Do not be afraid. You want to be heard. If you don't like things that are happening, please vote. If you love what is going on, please vote. We take a position that everyone, regardless of their political position, must express themselves so that we actually know in California and across the nation what the wishes are of the Californians and the people in this nation. So take advantage of this opportunity and vote. If you don't and you don't like what happened in the end, then you're no one to blame but yourself. So please express yourself.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.